Hello and welcome to our podcast. We are recording at Chilliwack Senior Secondary School with Dylan and Brody and Grant. Today we are talking about issues at school, and we've chosen an issue around people leaving school during flex to go to Timmy's. Why do students think it's okay to visit Timmy's at flex?
Students shouldn't go to Timmy's for flex because you're wasting the school's resources that are used to teach you, and you should be able to study and earn extra credits that goes towards college and education. Another reason is I think going to Tim's is a waste of time because the only thing you can do is there is order food and eat. There's no point of going there. Sure, you can spend all your time there, but it's eventually going to catch up to you.
Some people skip flex and others use it for what it's made for. You tell the difference between the good and bad. Today we will be interviewing Ms. Bernard.
Do you think that a student thinks it's okay to skip flex?
Do I think it's okay? I don't personally think it's okay to skip flex. I can see why kids would think they should skip flex. Flex is really also their opportunity to practice being a young adult, right? It's their chunk of the day where they get to learn skills that you're going to need in a real job site, prioritizing tasks that are given to you. Like for example, I have a bunch of emails over there, probably close to 50 of them. And I could have decided to say no to you guys and do those emails, or I could decide that you guys were a bigger priority, which I did, right? And that's a task that we're hoping that by giving you guys the choice and flex to decide, do I go to math or do I go to science? I'm learning to prioritize what's most important for me right now.
Why do you think students go to Timmy's during flex?
I think students go to Tim's during flex because they want to avoid the actual task that they know they need to complete. I think they think it's cool when really they have plenty of opportunity to access that particular restaurant in a variety of different times, that they it's their chance to rebel against us without too much damage. But ultimately, the price is going to come down to them. Either they're caught skipping and they have to give up their lunch times, or even a bigger consequence, in my opinion, is when they don't meet the outcomes of the particular courses that they're in and they're forced to repeat a core course to move on, which in the long run could mean that they don't graduate on schedule.
We then interviewed Mr. Bridge to get his opinion on flex.
Is flex a valuable use of time or invaluable use of time?
Flex has the potential to be a valuable use of time if it is used correctly and students are using the time to catch up on their missing assignments.
Will students be able to have a free block during flex, such as leaving the school?
Students already have a lunch hour, and that's a good time to leave the school. A break wouldn't be a bad idea. So students could leave the school, but during flex, students should probably stay in their flex blocks and get the work done they need to get done.
Do you realize that you get extra credits for flex, and how much do you think?
I know you get extra credits for flex. You get 2 credits for flex. Unfortunately, they are not necessary to graduate, and so students don't have to attend flex in order to graduate.
Personally, we believe students should realize that flex can contribute to your education and can give you an opportunity to get extra credits.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. We hope you enjoyed it.